didn't need to hear what I said before that. Hey!
You said...
Look at you sexy fucking bitches.
Why did she call me a sexy bitch?
We should totally drink before the show more often.
All of the time.
I think drinking before most things is okay.
Agreed, or, you know...
Except for not... Oh,
not
yes.
Playing.
Well,
not playing. Hi, and welcome to Intellectual Kink.
Hi.
I am Insidious Muse.
I'm Service Slut, and we have the lovely, luscious,
gorgeous.
You're just saying there.
Stunt cunt.
Stunt.
Sanger.
Hi, I'm Sanger.
Stunt girl. Sanger. Tagline, professional stunt cunt.
I wish I could be a professional stunt cunt.
Amateur stunt cunt.
Dilettante stunt cunt.
All right, let's go with that.
We're going to make let's words go, go like sploosh.
That's right, splooshy words. Splooshy words. Oh my God, I can't believe somebody said nomenclature and used it in the correct term today. And I was like, oh, sploosh.
I have gotten Twitter followers because I used the word defenestrate properly.
Dang, girl.
And it wasn't about conjugating the word defenestrate.
I'm a little moist.
I forgive you for...
Don't. It's exciting.
Defenestrate comes from German. Fenster. Das Fenster being the word for window. And, of course, defenestrate.
La fenêtre is in French.
Voilà. Ha, get that. And to defenestrate is to throw something out the window. And I used it in terms of switching my netbook to Linux. Get it? See,
I threw it out the...
Threw windows out the window.
On multiple levels, actually. That's fantastic. Sploosh.
Swing.
Hey, how you doing there, over there, lady?
I'm okay. How are you?
What you doing? You fucking around on the Fet?
I am fucking around on the Fet.
Don't fuck around on the Fet.
She's fucking about it in the Fet.
Fuck around on the Fet another time. You got a goddamn show to do here.
Oh, sorry.
There's fucking shit to do.
Sorry.
We did have drinks.
Oh my God.
And
we had drinks.
Nancy was sort of on the fuck it.
Oh my
Jesus,
God.
We all gotta really drink. Just let's take a moment before we get into actual topic. We all just had shitty fucking days.
Fuck, dude.
You know, I mean, mine wasn't like
real
bad, but it was just, whoa, like what? You know, we all had those venues the same way.
The level of bullshittery that happens.
Warn me before I drink, for fuck's sake. I almost did a full spit take on the mic. Jeremy would not like that.
Oh.
It's not the worst thing the mic's seen, I'm sure. But
exactly. We've been there, right?
Your
I'm just saying.
Has.
Yes, it was bullshit-tastic.
It was impressive in its bullshittery.
Yeah. Also. Or expressive. Gross.
Yo, God, fucking, you know what?
I got it, yo.
So long to just dig inside your brain and be in there forever and like wallow in the gray matter.
There's white matter, too.
Why you be racist?
I'm not at all. I promise. I'm just saying there are different...
All right. So, kids.
Colors.
Focus. Okay, what do you have to say?
Yeah, we have an actual topic.
Oh, my God, we do. We actually, we pre-showed it a little, which is really funny
for us. I forced this.
The project manager forces us. The rest of we're like, why? Which is just a show.
There's too much structure in my, like, fucking day job, okay?
If there was structure in your fucking day job, there would be no bullshit.
I'm working towards structure.
All right, that's what we're talking about.
All right, so.
But I would like to say that when we have planned shows... Afterwards, you go, sure, wasn't the squirrel show. It was the last time you were on, hey?
You know what? Sometimes I do the squirrel show anyway because shiny. It just, yeah, it's a thing.
It's a disco ball.
You know that. We've been on here when you didn't have your Adderall.
No, it's a late Adderall. It's like, oh, fuck, I'm not going to make it to work at all early tomorrow.
Somebody stick their fist in my vagina and then I won't care.
Well, no, that's neither here nor there. Adderall score.
All right.
You're killing me
so
with the vape.
So let's quit talking about around the topic. Let's talk about what the topic is.
Killing you? Okay.
No. Not bad. Yes. Okay. Good.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Topic would be.
Sorry. Not fist and vagina, which is good, which should happen again. In fact, we should talk about it maybe Saturday. I can do things to you and then you could do things to her. Then I could do things to her while you do things to her.
Let's
do things to you together.
And this is very germane to our topic, which we might introduce at some point.
Right. So the topic is, and this is perhaps a somewhat misleading expression, our personal evolution in kink and any one person's evolution in kink. And the reason it is misleading is because Sanger brought up an excellent point over Guinness that evolution denotes positive growth. It denotes that there is a progression, that what you have done before that is less than what you are moving towards. Whereas kink or this kind of personal evolution is not specifically linear. That's not how we work.
An assessment of where you've been.
Right, exactly.
There's no evaluation.
You can jump around, and it's not that you shouldn't put an evaluation of good, bad, whatever. It just, it is what it is.
And different is not bad, and development doesn't necessarily mean, well, it kind of does. I mean, I get a little bit pedantic about words, and I get it, and one day.
She gets pedantic.
It's pedantic, I think.
It is pedantic.
That one.
I was like, pendant, or whatever.
Pedantic.
Pedantic.
Such an ugly. Scholastic.
I like pedantic better, but okay, go on.
But I think it, like, I like clarity, and one of the things, if you're going to use words, and they're not always used the same way all the time, and if we say evolution, the implication or the connotation is improvement.
Yeah, we've actually made the comment several times that words mean things, and they mean different things to different people, which is why you specify.
That was such a tense word. Words mean things.
Words mean things.
They do.
They do, though.
Well, but sometimes people forget. I mean, and it can be simple words like polyamory, which is not a simple thing, but it means different things to different people.
And it's also poorly
humiliation. I mean, Nancy and I have talked about humiliation. I mean, it's just one of those things we talk about all the time because that's her thing. She's really loving the humiliation. I happen to have some skill in it, so but it means different things to different people.
And also, there will be people who say, if she loves it, it's not humiliating.
Yes, which...
Right, and they will pull that. Like, right. So if you say, here are my terms.
Precisely.
I'm using this word in such a way.
Which create challenges.
Of what?
Nothing.
She's playing with her face.
Apparently House Cunty Bitch has requested to be my friend on
Yes. Life. House Cunty Bitch.
Yes, indeed.
I think we're just solo House Cunty Bitch.
Yeah, it's just, Joy. But we are multiple. It's all right.
We're Legion.
We are forming.
Are we anonymous?
We're like Voltron, where we're individual robots to create the big robot.
Wow.
What
is Voltron? Sorry.
You just totally
Thundercats?
Like, yeah, no. I'm with you on that.
I think she's having a moment.
She's judging me.
I am judging you.
She's such a fucking judgy bitch.
Yes,
wait,
I am.
She's a cunty bitch. Wait, bad, good for Voltron? I don't have no fucking idea what Voltron
means. I actually
don't
like it. I was just using it as an allegory. Whatever, let's move on. Analogy.
I'll win this one. You know it. And I have far less to drink than you
have. Can we? Let's get to... How about
topic?
We?
Oh, topic. Wait. Topic.
I just had a flash of what I might do to you on Saturday. FYI. Moving on.
If I let you... Oh!
Dang!
You let me. I fucking like my hands on you, woman. You know you do. All right. Topic. Focus, bitches.
Focusing.
Hello, so, pot.
This and it was interesting. At least I'm the pot. It was interesting when I was thinking about the concept because, you know, Nancy and I had our breakup fairly recently, which prompted both of us to have these massive existential crises.
Which I keep calling epiphany.
You don't like the word, but it's just, it works. It's that moment where
you'll need to tell me later.
You need to you need to look at yourself and be like, hey, you know, we've been in this relationship for 3 years now. And now it's defunct. What does that say about us?
Fuck, dude.
You know, and that also, you know, what does that say about, does it define me? Does my relationship define me? Who am I? I went on FET and fucking changed my profile. I'm no longer a mistress on there. I'm a fucking kingster.
Whoa. I didn't know that.
Full on. When I pulled you off my profile, I fucking changed everything.
Were you fresh meat?
Fuck you.
No, I get that. Like, change one thing and, like, suddenly there's people going, hey, will you be my...
Thankfully, my name is known. Thankfully, my name is known. But it's one of those things where I didn't want to... I didn't feel like I owned the name any longer. That was the extent, the depth to my existential crisis. So it was difficult. But that is a part of this evolutionary experience. And also, I think it's important for a person to take a snapshot. Where are they now? Where were they before? What is it? You know, where are they feeling that they are going? You know, and it's not a bad thing. It's not a good thing. It just is a thing. It's that moment of zen, for lack of a better term.
Which is, like I keep harping on everywhere, anyone will listen. That is exactly the neglect of judgment. Say, it's not a bad, it's not a good. It is a fact. It happened.
Right. Exactly.
Doesn't have to be one or another anything.
Which really is the essence of Zen. I mean, if we want to get into that, but that's we're not going to discuss Buddhism here. But the concept that you can allow this experience to happen, good, bad, whatever, and just experience it, let it be, and then move on. I think that that's what we're trying to focus on in our particular kinds of evolutions. But I mean, for example, Nancy.
Yes.
Yeah. Where were you in your kink 5 years ago? What were your interests? What drove you? What made you go sploosh?
5 years ago. So we're talking 2009. I was so excited about service. I was so excited about the concept of service. I was so excited about that I had the know-how how to do. Thank you so much. How to do these things, how to do stuff. You know, there is a very particular way that I like to clean stoves. There is a very particular way that I like to do a lot of those little things when I do them. Mm-hmm. Hold your laugh.
I'm just sorry. I'm listening and nodding and enjoying.
Yeah, I know.
drinking.
Oh, we need so many drinks. but at the time, I was really excited about what could be. Because I had that enthusiasm and I felt, I like that I felt confident because I had a knowledge base about something that was very special.
Unique.
And
desirable.
But I had no outlet. At that time, I still had not like gone out and like, you know, try to meet people. I had nothing. I just had wet panties and like...
erotica.
Yeah, that's all I had. And it didn't even really... At no point was I like, okay, hey, let's try to do this. Because it wasn't part of my reality at the time. Mm-hmm. It was not an option. Mm-hmm. But I remember feeling like, I felt good. I felt like I had this dirty little secret and had no, like, there was nobody else that felt this way. Little did I.
Oh, community.
No, it was nothing.
5 years ago.
Five years ago, I was just doing my own little vanilla thing.
Expectations.
Oh, God, let's not talk about expectation theory now.
Okay, sorry.
No. I mean, we can. I mean, expectation theory is a thing, but we've
theory? What?
Expectation theory.
She was full of that. Like, she was the best of times, worst of times, right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
And the thing is that because it wasn't part of my reality, I didn't have any expectations in terms of that. All I thought was, okay, this is just going to be, you know, shit that stays with me and, you know, I have these, like, weird fantasies.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you never had, for you, and I know you well enough, you didn't have that expectation, that hope, that possibility that it would go to next level, to real life shit.
No.
Your kink was entirely fantastic.
Yeah.
Until
what?
You spurt evolved.
I spurt evolved.
Oh, we're leap evolutioning.
Right. Exactly.
Evolving. Jesus, God, I was so good 5 minutes ago. Evolving. Evolving by leaps.
So, squirt, yeah, so
I'm like, did she learn how to squirt? What?
Sorry. Did you learn how to squirt? Did that happen?
That actually has never happened.
Damn it. I want to work on this. Saturday.
I'm here for you.
God bless you for giving me ideas. Carry on.
Okay. I'm so confused. Right
I suppose
now.
I need to negotiate this because you're not mine to do anything I want with. Shit.
But that's where we are. We're going there. Okay. So
but yeah.
You leapt in evolution, going from fantastic something
to, you know, surfing erotica. And then what is this thing called FetLife? What is this? No idea. Zero idea. And this was my very first, like, oh, there's a community element to this.
You mean you didn't know you could do it in 3D?
No way.
Why would anybody do such things? This is so fantastical.
No,
it can't be real.
It's so funny because I like sought it when I was 18. I'm like, I got to find this. And I was thirsty, 19, sorry. And I've like,
your eye was like, whoa,
whatever. It wasn't weekly or whatever. I want to see Drama Log, but it wasn't Drama Log.
I know what you're
saying. I'm like, Drama Log,
like,
no, weekly,
like the ostensibly LA Weekly, but
what's
not.
What's that one, the skeevy one?
Yeah.
And I went to parties, and I have no idea anyone else was there. It was so dark and just...
Right. It's
yeah,
like,
it
for
was
me,
so underground.
I was doing things my freshman year. I was doing things when I was 16, and then I was 17 my freshman year in college. And I would go back to my sorority sister. We'd talk about our weekends, and I'd be like, mine was really different. Like, I knew. You're like,
I drink a Midori sour.
Right. Like, I got so you're like, drunk.
I beat
like, oh, my God, don't drink gin. I was like, I didn't drink any gin this weekend. I didn't drink anything this weekend. I tied my boyfriend up and did horrible things to him.
I know.
And then I fucked his roommate in front of him while he kneeled.
Maybe you shouldn't share
maybe
that.
That's not something my sorority sisters want to know about. I'm like, I knew that I was weird. Like, I knew. So, but it's, you know, the thing. So for you.
Oh, by the way, I was married to a minister at the time when I was doing that back pages thing.
You can marry me. I'm a minister. Except I don't marry. Okay, go on.
Yeah, so totally forgot where I was.
You didn't know
real life
until
Fet Life. You discovered this wonderful magical world called Fet Life.
Yeah, so that magical and that was world. That. That was that catalyst that really just like
drama world,
drama log.
Fuck your god.
I think I don't even. It's wrong. They don't have skeevy parties.
It doesn't exist
in the
anymore.
Back.
Now they have variety, but that's not what I know what you're talking about.
I thought it anyway. Hi. So, yes, 3D, and you were like, wait, really?
I'm
people
sorry.
Do this for real?
Yeah.
God, mother.
Oh, you sinner. Lick that
that's
off the table.
Bitch, who the fuck died and made you my daddy?
I was going to call you daddy.
I'm totally wearing a blue dress and being daddy next time.
Everybody call me daddy.
Not everybody.
Not me. Everybody.
Just Sanger. Just Sanger. Call me daddy, baby.
See, I'm writing an erotica, and it's called Daddy in a Blue Dress, and it
and
started.
It was me. And it was awesome. I want to do awful things.
Because of a
make
fantasy.
Make you call me daddy.
And, oh, sorry.
Sorry.
That's okay.
People do this
we are
in the flesh.
Tonight. I apologize profusely.
No, please. Carry on.
Tell me.
Fet Life.
What happened when you realized that you could do this in L.A.? Shut the...
I'm
friend killer.
Okay. Nancy, this is a radio show. Somebody has to talk.
I'm talking. I'm bad at this part. Nancy, talk. Wouldn't you please?
No.
No, really.
Okay.
let me
talk.
Well, you just state your requirements. Do.
Then, really? Okay.
You're not talking.
I can't even deal with what's happening across the table. No, but I mean, it was just
don't
one of those.
Don't be a cunty bitch. Not you, her.
It was just one of. My fucking God.
Move along.
I will restart this one more time and then we will move on. But no, it was just one of those things where like you just didn't know. And then all of a sudden it's an explosion of knowledge. And when you have an explosion of knowledge, what do? You want to do all of the things.
Not
all of the things.
Mm. Well, not
frenzy,
everyone does. But
which we've discussed in the past.
Precisely.
What are we doing?
Precisely.
Frenzy.
Yes.
Frenzy.
Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm. All of the things, really.
Yeah. All of the things, even the things I really didn't want.
Which she, and the funny thing is, she did them. When she finally got 3D,
I put penis in my mouth, you guys.
She made some
really
bad
okay.
choices.
It was not okay.
Penis
bad
in mouth
choices.
Is not always a bad choice.
For her, it was a
it
bad
might
choice
be if
for
you
me.
Think you're, if you identify as a lesbian.
A person that loves penis in their mouth.
No,
that is not me. I am not the person that wants penis in her mouth. I am not that person.
I am particularly
penis is fine in somebody else's mouth, and I am very happy to put that there, but it will not be going in my mouth.
You're never putting a penis in my mouth.
No. No. Nor would I want to, not in this case.
Really?
I totally.
You wouldn't put.
You really would like.
Listen,
because
Evie's penis
this
in my
is
say,
this is no. This is. Let me tell you what I'm envisioning when you say things like that. Is that there's some silver platter, and then there's
the wolf.
Hold on.
Or the
there's,
no, no.
Hold
keep
on.
Going. I'm talking to somebody underneath all your shit. So,
but then they can't hear us. Anyways,
sorry,
so there's a silver platter is what I'm envisioning, and Evie's penis is like precariously somehow leaning against that, and then I take it up to you. That's what I envision when I when you say putting penis in my mouth.
She's you offer a penis
serve
on a silver
you a
platter.
Silver. They did that with the head of a
of
person?
John the Baptist.
John the Baptist, right? Salome, the dancer.
That's what I'm saying. Leaning, like, obviously laying upon, obviously
she
still attached
decapitated.
To him. No, still attached to him. But just being led over whilst it's on, like,
you know, he'd do that.
Oh yeah, totally. Let's do that. Oh my
who
god,
he,
yes.
Wait, you have. Okay,
I will polish
mind.
Whatever that thing that is that you have that will allow for this to happen.
His penis?
You know, no, my, oh I have god, a silver no. tray.
Oh,
a legit silver tray.
But not decapitating.
No, we're not decapitating. We are not.
To get it, because decapitation means removal of head, and penis is referring to his head. Do you see how it's funny? God damn it.
That's an entirely different John Baptist scene.
Oh, my God, that's adorable. They're branch managers.
Why did she do that? She's already bouncing around like a squirrel. Why did
you
do that?
You know what, though? Because I obviously can't stop the train, so I'm just going to get on the train.
They were all puppies. They're dogs, really. They're
all puppies. All dogs are puppies.
The point being, for you, dear sweet Nancy, you went out, you evolved, you realized that from this two-dimensional world, there was a three-dimensional world. And in that, you did all of the things.
All of the things.
And made all of the mistakes.
All of the mistakes.
And then, you know, you came out and you're okay.
It was okay, yeah.
Oh, you weren't out before.
No. Not like that out.
Oh!
Like out into the 3D kinky world, out of the weird badness of putting the penis
in
her mouth.
This is my 1 year anniversary out back in LA.
Yay.
I mean, not that I stopped being kinky ever, but I'm community bound now. Yeah.
But
happy anniversary.
Well, wow, that was pleasant. Burping into the microphone. Anyway.
I'm going to eat them.
Jesus. I feel like, what the fuck? But.
I am so sorry to people who are listening. There is an extreme case.
I was the bad one like 2 minutes ago, there wasn't I? And now I'm like fucking focused.
Case of attention deficitness going on here.
I can only take so much Adderall in a day.
Anyways, you were saying.
I focused you.
Let's focus.
I don't know. Now I forgot because I'm distracted by
I've been
people.
Here. I don't know. Get out. Oh, 3D. Hello.
Right. And then you were able to, in those moments, kind of refine, in those existential moments, refine who you are, what you want to be, and then move forward. I think that's, for me, that's a big key in these existential moments, is defining who you want to be.
Right.
And in that moment, you define it. And because you make that decision, there's a plethora of internal binary switches that go off that set you down a different path, which start having you behave in the vein of that which you would like to be.
Oh my God, yes, absolutely.
Right? It's a choice. We make a choice. We can choose who we want to be.
Right. And then, and it's funny because the moment that you mentioned that you are service oriented, there are a lot of expectations that are placed upon you.
I was thinking you were saying she was service oriented. I feel like this is so deja vu, but by the way,
I'm a fantastic service top.
No, but you were saying when one says, oh, I'm service oriented, then weird shit comes out of the...
Did I ever tell you?
No, we're talking about her right now. Hang on.
I'm going to talk about her too.
What? Oh.
What's up?
Did I ever tell you my first impression when you walked into that munch?
No, I told you my first impression of you, but you never told me your first impression of me.
So the first munch that she and I both went to, which is not the same munch, but it was, you know, it's a continual munch. It's okay every month. It's specifically for femdoms and those who serve them, right? And I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe it was my second, third munch, whatever. And in comes this really teeny tiny little shy, pale, looks like a white girl. Not a white girl, by the way. And and as she's introducing, she specifies what her thing is, her kink is, and it's service. And my immediate thing was, I want to know that person because my dishes are dirty. You know,
right?
I swear to God. And it's one of those, that's kind of what you're thinking. And at the same time, I think I had a female sub at the time, and I might have had a male sub under consideration. Let's not talk about him. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those, okay, you know, I can add one more.
Were you like,
wow.
This one will do dishes.
But that's my thing. It's like, oh, I don't have one of those. It was very much collector, very acquisition-y, which is, again, if I look at the snapshot of me and my evolution of kink, that's not who I am. But it was who I was for a while, because that's what you do when you're a dominant. You have multiple submissives, and they all have different roles, and that's what you do, and they trail behind you. And it was like, that's just not me. Apparently I'm really bad, as is the case that our relationship's crumbled. But I think I'm really much better on a one-on-one basis. But it was one of those, that's what I believed to be a true scenario, that I had to have multiple. So I was like, let's add her for that kind of thing. So it was one of those, oh yeah, let's do this. But it was definitely in my personal evolution, that was a component. Like, I don't have one of those. I need to add that to my collection.
Huh. That's so funny.
What? Why is she laughing?
Why is that funny?
Well, no,
you're
because
collectible.
No, well, that's pretty funny.
You should make
she's
figurines.
Adorable.
No, but it's funny because have you heard? I know I've told you what my first impression was of you.
No, you go. I have no idea.
You have no idea. So when
same
my
place,
first,
same time,
same place, and
probably
so
same time.
Yeah, probably same time. And so she was kind of sitting like you know towards the back with one of our mutual friends, and
I'm always sitting in the corner.
Always sitting in the corner. Oh. And I thought, ooh,
I like to see everything.
I was like, those are the cool kids. I want to be friends with them.
Oh my gosh, we all live Breakfast Club still.
Right? Everything's a John Hughes film.
Oh my
still,
sorry.
Even to this day. He's still relevant.
And so, you know, trying to
wow.
find excuses. Trying to find excuses.
Awesome.
Trying to find excuses to talk to her.
Why wouldn't you just say, hey.
Because she was
yeah,
shy.
Yeah, cunty bitch.
She was
can
shy.
Can I do your dishes?
I was shy. I was very shy.
She was shy.
Who did you talk to?
What?
Who did you talk to?
I talked to our mutual friend. First.
Yes, we did actually have a mutual. That's and that is true. You did talk to our mutual
that
friend.
That is mm-hmm. a good way to ameliorate.
I
oh.
thought that you were
ameliorate.
In service or in desire to be in service to her.
Your shyness,
which of course I had very strong
mitigate,
opinions,
as it were.
Yes, and
I had
and,
very strong opinions.
And
at
you
that
know
moment.
What's funny is because at the time I was like, yeah, that could probably work. You know, I did actually think about it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, because you did. You actually
yeah.
did provide her from service, and I was jealous.
Oh, she wanted that.
I was jealous.
That dish to her 3 years later.
And then she got mummified for it. I was like, God, this is why I can't have nice things, because I won't mummify her. I at that point, I wasn't mummifying that much, so. I was like, God damn it. Well, fine. I see where I rank.
But yeah, it was, you know, and so I think back to that, and it's very, very different from now.
Yes.
Hugely
How
different.
How many dishes did you relish doing?
That's an excellent point.
I'm going
How many
to...
dishes did you relish doing?
Just come. I mean, wet.
You slurpy. Just like, oh my God, this is everything I wanted it to be.
It made noise when your thighs...
Because I can tell you flat out, having a half-naked boy on his hands and knees scrubbing my floor, even though he wasn't hot at all, made me fucking wet.
Ooh. And dishes go?
Because it wasn't about him. It was about power.
Sure.
So anyway, hey. Did it make, how did you feel about the dishes?
I felt good.
But did you feel splooshy?
Here, let me give you the definition of good.
Ooh. Because it's good. Way to go with the theme.
Because it's multifaceted here. The good, there is the component of I'm really good at this. And I'm super fucking detailed when it comes to this, right? And then there's the component of the person seeing the thing at which I am really good at and saying, dang, I wouldn't have done my dishes like that. That's kind of really awesome. So when you take the two, right, the two components, and you take them and you put them together, it becomes this like, wait, so we both got something really awesome out of it because you gave me the praise for something that I really, really do really awesome. And you got this thing that you didn't have to do anything and it happened. It was magic. You know, and so it's a very simplistic formula, of course.
Yeah.
No, it's fine.
But the simple ones are the best.
Right.
If it gets super complicated, sometimes it doesn't work out.
The truth is what, yeah.
Right. Now, if we're talking about evolution here, this did not remain the case.
What? You didn't enjoy every single dish you did, especially when I bitched about how you did them?
Yeah.
Bitch. Oh, wait. You went from awesome to bitchy? So your own.
I love Nancy. I love Nancy. I do. We're not together anymore, but I still love her so much. But to this day, she doesn't know how to load a dishwasher.
Mind you that...
The first time she did dishes, she used my dishwasher as a drying rack because that's how she knew how to do dishes.
I know how to do dishes by hand.
And
by
like,
hand is the way that it gets really, really fucking clean.
Dishwasher, for fuck's sake. But it was just one of those... And it was like a constant battle to get the dishes done in the dishwasher. And it was like, whatever, just use this as a drying rack. But it was one of those things. So I love her, but it just...
How come
and so I would bitch about it. I'd be like, just... And it came to a thing. You're not allowed to do dishes anymore. It was a ban. You are not allowed. You're not allowed to wash them and you're not allowed to put them away. No more dishes. Do something else. Because it was just, I couldn't deal with the headache of it. I'll fucking do it myself. It's true. This is all true. This is all true. But, and I'm not saying anything she doesn't know. She was privy and part and parcel to it all. But, yeah.
You have a question on your...
So for her evolution, that probably didn't feel as good.
When did you say it was awesome?
Probably the first time when she was hand washing them, putting them in.
Oh, how come it stayed a battle?
Because we're stubborn.
Okay.
Both of us.
Yes. Understood.
No, you know what? Let me clarify.
It's true, though. I mean, that's
true. We're both absolutely stubborn, but let me be a little bit more honest.
Okay. Well, okay.
All she wanted to do was please me. And I told her to learn how to use the dishwasher. And that's what she wanted to do. But because she had a lack of familiarity, and because she was doing that dance that submissives do of when they're trying to please their dominant, that dance of, will they like this? Will they like this? But they don't necessarily ask. And it's not a them thing. It could be a dominant thing. It could be they just don't feel comfortable or they're nervous. And she was doing that dance. So she was always feeling very eggshelly, but at the same time, constantly craving for that level of approval. So that's kind of where, you know, that was one of the many points. That was just a breakdown. It just happens.
No, no, it's all right. So.
Is that valid?
Yes, it is valid.
Okay. See,
I like that we're all checking in like, We good. Yeah.
Well, we haven't had the talk. We decided we're going to sit down with a bottle of tequila, just fucking get drunk as shit, and hash it out. We haven't had the talk.
So then, where
it's
were you?
It's not happening in the next 23 minutes.
5 years ago.
Where were you 5 years ago? Yeah.
See, I changed. I can.
So
I don't even know.
5 years ago. I mean, let's. May I please go back 7 years?
Fine.
Oh. Instead of five.
Your show.
You and your fucking prime.
Go 7 years, go.
Numbers. Five is a prime as well.
Please tell me what happened 7 years ago, Daddy.
Well, Daddy was still married.
So?
7 years ago to a less than pleasant human being.
Right, me too.
And
different.
I wasn't allowed to express this part of me. I wasn't allowed to be a dominant person, which I just am. Even if I'm not a kinky dominant person, I wasn't allowed to be a personality dominant person.
Pardon me, mistress. I would presume you weren't allowed to be yourself.
Correct.
We've
had a lot deeper conversations than people will ever hear on the radio, because you and I have that kind of connection that people, unless they've been through it, don't understand it. So for me,
I am
7 years ago, the snapshot was, I was a different human being. The concept of, I knew I had had a past. I had, before I was married, I had done things that good girls don't do. That good girls don't do. And that was really a contributing factor to why I got married, because that's what good girls do. Mm. And then I realized, but that didn't make me happy. This is really kind of who I felt it. Like you feel it inside. Like maybe it's how you feel. You feel like you're a lesbian. You feel like you're whatever. You feel it inside.
The dominant.
And so I was miserable. It was just not a happy thing. I mean, you would not recognize me 7 years ago. You wouldn't. And so fast forward even, you know, 3 or 4 years, let's even say my first munch. No.
Your first munch. How was that?
I was in a book club.
Your first book club.
No. This is, you're going to laugh.
Your first munching.
We were reading Twilight.
I am not going to
swear
say anything.
To God,
see, I am
like,
working,
I
not
care.
I
for me, I was
or
simply,
evaluate.
I was simply looking for kind of people to connect with. And I was like, whatever. Everybody says I should read Twilight. I should. I did. And of course, I criticized it from fucking beginning to end.
I can do that with 50 Shades, because I've read every single one of them, and how fucking slam that book upside down.
As have I, my dear sweet
it's
friend. Let's discuss it. Future. Anyway.
Okay. Future.
So one of my friends, you know, we just talking jokingly, and kind of the thing, the essence, she mentioned to me, and this must have been 6 years ago now, more than 6 years ago. And she said, are you on FetLife? And I was like, what?
The 3D thing.
Because I had already, I wasn't even looking up erotica. I just, these are things that were in my head that I would say, because my natural instinct, I had been doing shit before. My natural instinct is to be a kinky motherfucker. And so I was like, and so I checked out this FetLife thing. I was like, what? And so then I went to my first munch and I'm like, oh my God.
Yay.
And then the great thing about that is that I got to backfill my education. I didn't know the things. Oh. I got to put names on the things that I had done as a child and as a teenager and stuff. I was like, oh,
sorry, sister.
that's called forced buy. Oh, that's called cuckolding. Oh, that's, you know, I didn't know that's called CBT. No clue, by the way. Don't do CBT unless you're educated in it. FYI. I did because I'm stupid. Whatever. Also, you might not want to cane somebody if you don't have some education, especially if they're begging for you to make them bloody and you don't know what you're doing. FYI. Don't play with somebody that you hate. FYI. That I have learned in my evolution. You know, seriously.
Cock and ball torture. Cock CBT. Ball torture. Have a look at it. Why did I get quiet? Oh, because she's on.
Because she went in. Yeah, cock
and
ball torture.
Did that make any sense? Cock and ball torture.
Yeah, no, but I mean, but then, as we said, there's these, fuck, bitches. There's these spurt evolutions, these moments of spurt evolution where you for me personally, like, yes, you feel it inside. You feel it kind of like this is the volcano rumbling, and then in a heartbeat, it completely erupts, and you're like, oh my God, and you get something, and it's you know, in education, I call it ledge learning. Like, you just jump up another level, like plateau learning.
I love that. And so, except for it's so Mario, isn't it? You jump up another level.
No, I've been saying it since long before Mario.
And don't even care.
Even before Pitfall.
I don't care.
Anyway.
I was being silly.
Fucking hipster.
Don't make me go video game, because I'm a geek, and I can't.
No, please don't.
Point is, go on.
I forgot the point. Oh, jump. What was that moment?
I've had several, though.
Okay.
I can't specify. I mean, I've had so many on different things. And I'm one of those. I am an extrinsically motivated person, which
extrinsically is an important word to make clear.
If you go into there have been several studies on what is an extrinsic and an intrinsic motivated, and they're actually looking at gender studies. Gender, as far as gender, men are intrinsically motivated by their own internal desires, whereas females in general are extrinsically motivated by external factors. So for me, and partially because of my relationship with my ex-husband, where I was very beaten down and I didn't believe in myself, and then, of course, daddy issues, we're not going to get into that, getting positive reinforcement and feedback from others based on things that I did made me believe that I had a capability to do more than I thought. You know, others always see more in you than you see in yourself. Same concept. So for as things happened and I did things and I'm like, I don't know if I can do this. And then people are like, oh my God, you're so good at that. I still get blown away when people walk up to me and ask for me to teach them things. Like, really me?
How much?
Really, am I that? Okay, do you think I'm that? Okay, if you think I'm good enough to teach you, I'll teach you. And I get it. And it's not even like I'm that person that does one thing. I get it for fucking things that I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I could teach you that. But it's like, oh, and it's one of those, those are those moments where I make those jumps where I'm like, oh, I get it. So, and then, you know, you feel comfortable after a while being like, hey, I can actually teach a public class in this.
Hey, maybe I should have a show on the internet.
That educates. So, which I got asked onto it, which is kind of how it all started. And then I realized, hey, I know what I'm fucking talking about. Where'd this shit happen?
What? How much of the, oh shit, you want me to teach you part? I'm teach you. Hi, I'm going to drink before we get on the radio. It'll be great. How much are your feet on the ground? Do you find either teaching or son of a bitch, I'm slurring.
Yes, you are.
This is great. Your feet on the ground, do you find that when you are asked that, hey, will you show me what you did to fuck up that little girl singer? No.
Can you teach me how to show a vagina? Show a vagina shut.
Show of it.
Show a vagina shut.
We should do that on the show.
Oh, my God. We should.
They sewed my... Not they.
No?
She's, we're not going to sew your vagina
my
shut.
Labia together, yes. And Nancy she,
you
played
can do a much better
with
job
as,
next time. You can do a much better job next
with
time.
With like a thread
I
and needle?
I do a better
well,
job.
It was a type of thread and needle. Obviously, it's like
with
medical grade.
After.
So it's
it is, stitches, in fact, stitches.
We're
it is
explaining.
Stitches.
Go for it. Well, we have
yes, I have pictures.
I did.
They're on my
she
set.
Stitched my labia together.
And what's the reason for this? Like,
came, oh my God, it came like a
because it's we can.
Hot.
I've also taken a man's testicles and stretched them over his penis and stitched his testicles to his stomach and made a little bread basket.
Oh.
scary eyes. You totally got scary.
Oh. Do you ever see that when her eyes go complete, like they go dark?
Completely. I just watched.
Yeah. No, I fucking love it because I had my
flesh removed the other 2 weeks ago.
Oh my god. Yeah, it's like so gorgeous.
I know. I'm all healed.
Got it. You know, the funny thing is I got that from just fucking cell popping because of my keloid healing. But God, that's gorgeous. That's gorgeous. Yeah, anyway.
Hey, there it is.
Oh, look, it's my labia.
It's on the thing if you want to see it.
So the point.
Are you showing this to the universe?
Well, she, no.
Oh, she can see your monitor. Hello.
Her face. No.
It's not your labia.
It's my labia.
It's her labia.
I'm just terrified of needles.
Oh, yeah. I also do needle art in skin.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Wait, we haven't done needles.
Saturday?
Jesus God, what else are you going to do to me Saturday?
Everything.
Oh my God, that's so pretty.
I love needles. They're beautiful.
They are.
They're arts and crafts for me.
Well, you saw me in the feathers.
Yes. I don't do feathers.
It was a craft project. I know. But.
Poor Jenny.
We'll figure it out.
That's so funny.
So when people ask me.
Pink is not just.
No, we're very diverse. When people ask me to teach them something,
I come from pain. Let's just do that thing.
Does.
Look at that face.
My favorite thing in the middle of beating her is pulling her hair back and whispering in her ear, I can smell your cunt dripping.
The pulling of the hair.
Oh, no, that's the giggle bit, right? Like,
that's just fun. Hey, my hair pulled.
Needles and thread? No, I can't.
Labia. Let's go back to... No, labia is really easy because the membrane's so thin, you see.
From the top perspective, the labia is very difficult. Because of the nature of the membranes, the two parts of the skin they rub, and so getting one part of the labia and then through to the next.
I'm like, no, and I pierce some more.
No, piercing is different.
Yeah,
so
I got
it's just,
I'm
it's
better
a
now.
Very,
I'm with you.
It's a hand thing, and you know.
And I'm scarred in bits.
Yes, I know. I had to avoid those.
Jesus, God.
Let's avoid the scar tissue and get around. Yeah, because trying to go through scar tissue, don't do that. Hey, kids, don't do that.
Hey, kids.
Yeah, no.
She's like so confused. No, really, it's an amazing orgasm. You should see what happened when I bled.
We don't have a lot of time, but
we might have to skip the second half that we decided.
You've had a recent existential crisis.
Yes. So we talked about what life was like for little Nancy 5 years ago, right?
Young.
Now, let's fast forward to the present, where little Nancy has some stuff under her belt, right?
Yeah.
And she's now at the point where, you know, she's having to do the things that, you know, little novice Nancy would have had to do.
I remember you changed the name.
Yeah. That little novice Nancy would have had to do had she not entered into
a full-time
relationship with...
How fast did you get that
our flowery scented person across the table.
Flowery scented, right? Can't say the name. It
oh,
works,
oh.
right? Yeah.
Yes.
And so, you know, things like
I want that.
You can have it. I'll finish this fucking story.
Do it.
Not you, me. Oh. The story I was writing that I read at dinner.
But so we were talking about how like it's the strangest thing because I am now at this point where if I want to play with people, I have to have conversations and negotiations.
I would like to point out.
And things like of that nature. And that is not something that I have had to do in the past 3 years.
Correct.
For herself. The funny thing is that the flowery scented individual indicated dinner was like, we teach
daddy.
That shit.
Yeah.
I'm not going to call you daddy. Come on.
We talk about that stuff. We teach it and, you know, it's
right.
all
like
very... philosophical and everything.
Academic or clinical even.
It's
right.
It is very clinical. And so, but when you're doing it yourself, it is very different. And there is a very real fear that I have because it's so much. It's a fear of rejection.
Sure.
It's a fear of, hey, I really like humiliation. And what if nobody can push the buttons like she does? Or what if they push the wrong buttons? What if I don't negotiate well enough and they fuck my shit up?
Here's
the best thing that when you get in negotiating, you can say, nope, won't work for me.
Right.
About saying, here are the things I'd like. Thank you. And then
even in the middle of the scene.
Oh, hell yeah.
no, in the middle of the scene.
That's what your word's like.
And do your uppity shit that I've seen you do and get up and be like, sir, no.
I can, yes. However,
I am, yes.
Are that's also speaking like to someone best. Who is now in fucking mega turbo frenzy. That was not, frenzy now is not what frenzy was like 5 years ago.
Because you've tasted the good stuff.
Because frenzy 5 years ago was, I haven't tasted anything. And frenzy now is, I've tasted some stuff. I want some next level shit. And I can't let the frenzy like fucking just like overtake me so that I'm not paying attention to the detail that I need to pay attention to stay safe.
May I interject?
I want the jail cell.
Shit. No, not yet. Hold still. Temper your...
I want the jail cell temper. Saturday. Just letting you girls know, I want the jail cell.
How nice of you. You want the jail cell. I want to get my fucking sentence out.
It's a room.
It looks like a jail cell.
It's a room at a dungeon.
Young Nancy.
Yes.
You sound like you're worried about losing control.
Absolutely. I feel that as a free range person, that I can, in fact, maintain some control.
From no fences.
Yeah. What?
Because you said free range, and I thought, like, you can eat the crickets wherever you want. There's no fences.
Right.
To your point, I think it's not, you're right, it is a fear of losing control.
Oh, it's out of but control, right?
It's like, not, no, I can't. It's not that, it's.
You just said to if my point, you it's
give
not that.
Your, no, it is. If you give your control to somebody else, what does that mean?
It means a lot of things.
That's my point. That's right. The fear. That's,
that is a lot that's of also, things.
What does it mean? All please. That basket of giving your control to somebody, what does it mean? The last person you gave control to was me. So what does it mean if you give it to somebody else? So you're not ready or willing or able or any of that to give that it. Basket away yet.
Wait, or once you figure
you're
out.
You're also a U-Hauler.
Where's that? What bits are the fearful bits? You can say, this is the terms under which I will play with you, mistress.
But here's
and that's she her, and I have been negotiating this.
Here is the thing. The terms. Right. The terms for me are so fucking unclear. Like, I am starting from zero.
Exactly.
So there is, you know.
Everyone starts from zero sometimes.
But here's the thing is that I'm having a hard time accepting that there will be some trial and error.
It is not entirely faulty to have trial and error.
You no, it's.
Oh, wait. Thomas Edison said, I have not failed. I have found 10,000 ways that don't work.
Correct.
And it's like all that matters perspective can seriously, I mean, you can say, oh, turn their front upside down or silver lining or all that bullshit. But sometimes like flipping the perspective just that tiny bit, like, yeah, it looks like this didn't work 10,000 times. But really what happened is I narrowed down the things that will work.
So I'm about to say something that is absolutely and 1,000,000% do what I say, not as I do. I'm just prefacing that, which is... Right. So what was one of the first things that I said to you when you came into service to me?
Wow. That's
you will disappoint me.
You will disappoint me, ooh. Which is the worst thing any submissive wants to hear. I said, you will disappoint me. Accept it now and it won't be an issue. It'll happen. You will disappoint me. And let me say this, in this trial and error, you will fail. You will make mistakes. You will fuck up.
Hey, Nancy. Wait.
Accept it now. And it makes the journey a little bit easier.
May I speak on your behalf?
Sure.
Mistress, in this journey that is not you and...
It is not me.
Me on behalf of Nancy. Together. You will fuck up too.
Why do you think I said say as I do, not as I say?
That's why I'm...
Ow, don't poke me. I don't like poking. Poking is not good.
Okay,
maybe she's just making up for all the fucking poking you did last night to me.
What I mean is...
Oh, my God. Don't even.
Touch.
I don't know what you said before you said, because I thought it sounded cliche enough that I stopped listening. What I'm saying is, Nancy, take this opportunity to say, thank you, mistress. but you're going to fuck up too. And you've disappointed me too. And that shit is totally okay to say. Nothing's going to happen to you. In fact, she might say, fuck yeah.
Yeah, no.
I'll say fuck yeah. Because people disappoint each other. I fuck up communicating all the time, which is why I go, hey, wait, when I said that thing, I didn't mean, in case you, I will always say, I'll cop if it's not clear. Let's make it clear, right? Which is to say, it's totally okay and within like the convention of negotiation to say no. To say, sorry, you tried that once and I hated it so much that if you fucking bring out a toothpick again, I will make sure you have no hair. Not true. That was an example because I really fucking like the toothpick.
I'm so brutal with a toothpick.
You're just brutal. You don't need anything else.
I really don't. The last time you played, I was like, I've got nothing but my hands. All right, let's do it.
Dude, there were people who came up to me like, you guys have fun. I'm like, yep, we did.
In the last 4 minutes of our show, how are you different from 7 years ago? Different from 7 years ago. Thank you.
No, you said different from. I was emphasizing.
Oh.
I was on, yeah, you're good.
Okay. I am still mid peak of my particular existential crisis. I was almost prepared to take back the title of mistress today, which is a huge thing for me because I removed it for myself feeling I was unworthy. But I came to the conclusion that I'm not ready for that yet, that I don't feel that the title suits, that I have earned it. I've made a significant failure. And because of that, for the time being, and it's not even a situation of penance, it is a situation where I need to recoup myself personally. So for me, the snapshot today is if somebody that I didn't know were to ask me if I was a D or an S, I would have to say I was a D. But if somebody who knew me and knew my history, at least to a degree, maybe even listened to the show, mm-hmm. I would say I'm a top. I don't have it in me right now to be a dominant. I'm terrified. I'm just keeping it real. I am terrified of fucking up again. So that's my snapshot today.
May I ask a question, sort of corollary to some. There was a lot of coronary discussion when I was in the MS thing. That if you did not have a master or an owner or a proprietor or whatever sort of moniker of ownership, you couldn't call yourself a slave. There was no such thing as an unowned slave or an unpossessed, right?
Right.
And there wasn't that discussion. And I think because on the M of the MS thing, they don't talk as much about them practically. There's a lot of bloviating and theorizing. That was my experience.
That's for the bad D types.
I'm just
FYI.
Saying, like, is there that sort of? Oh, if you don't have anyone to possess, you might as. I mean, is right. there that too going on? Or can
for me? No, it has nothing to do with that. Right. I consider myself a dominant or a mistress, whether I had a submissive or not. That's not what's going on with me right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's identity, almost as right? if looking at kind of from the Leatherman viewpoint, where have I earned it? I have dropped myself down whatever level of ranks because I feel that that is where I am now and I need to earn my way back. And until I feel that I have earned that, I'm not going to give myself that rank again.
Right, but it's earned and it's yourself. It's not to do with any other
it's
assessment,
else,
right?
It's just me.
Which takes us back to my first, like evolution being not necessarily to do with the minute we have left. Judgment.
Right.
And
fuck 50 seconds.
I would like to fuck for more than 50 seconds.
Well, we can't. We'll talk about it later. Okay, so here's the thing.
Talk about it.
Like our show, we're trying to get all of our old shows back on either iTunes or on the Skid Row Studios thing. I've talked to Jeremy today. Hopefully able to think, because it's like 150 fucking episodes, that's and it's like some good motherfucking
and
shit.
And that's our entire relationship, not going to lie.
Pretty much.
I would like to have some of that, thank you.
But, you know, I'm on the Twitter and everything else, at Insidious Muse.
I'm at Service Slut everywhere as well.
And then?
At Audax Oceana.
Right. And, you know, we're
we're doing this every other week instead of every week. And so we'll be back in 2 weeks. We like having guests. I really like the idea of sewing her vagina shut. I'll be honest about that.
I have a big event happening on the 18th, well, so I probably need to...
I'll sew somebody else then. Anyway,
talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.